Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clear. Face and we get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
bust on. Others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I draw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm going deep.
I don't really wanna be.
deep. I'm going deep.
Every now and then I start flipping and get to thinking about deep shit behind all that bullshit I shoot at people.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But fuck it, I'm evil. And I'm hit to every bitch trying to get a grip. And every nigga trying to get a grip. But fuck that shit. And I say fuck that shit with my mighty middle finger. I'm heavy off into this rap shit. Fucking singers. Yo, I think I'm getting tense. Cause my dollars ain't making no fucking sense. But then again, it's probably all that chronic that I smoke. I used to be like that when I was out there slanging dope. And lately I've been flipping on some old paranoid shit. Like looking fuckers up and down.
With some mud, streets wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stores, we need more that's black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dance, better take some facts home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, let's be in handcuffed the shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of mauling, fuck the law, they labeled all felons. For nothing, if we gon' die, then we gon' all fall. For something, I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking the power. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on, we need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the stone, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casting, because I'm black. And we got in the glow, from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me, full semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And watch me get it. I'ma hop up on the track and put the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Damn that nigga hitting every note.
Everything I wrote is black, bro. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. We the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love like we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's car. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Cham and Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from, where we at, what's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'll be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
You're busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you.
Number love for you. Might
even know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman
no
at that. In this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our six rooms, be knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world.
Free them all, Brother Chairman, live and direct.
Free them
Boston to come around. We coming to Charles, man. Hey, left triple, quadruple breakfast today. We are live. We are about to be live and direct on Intellectual Radio. We are ready. Good. Heads up, eyes on the fist clinch, y'all. We are coming at y'all all through, I mean, in the spirit of internationalism all over the world. As we are here weekly on Wednesday, Free MR Radio. Hosted by Chairman, yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and also Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. We are also, I just mentioned for our international radio, we are joined of our, we have a panel, which I'm honored to be here speaking now. There will be a few questions. Myself, my mother, comrade, Coin Jerry, and also comrade Connell, who's Manuel, Tiny House Warriors, from the Rainbow Coalition then as well as now. So let's get ready to make history. Let's get ready to take history. Let's get ready to tape history. Basto Franco, are you there? I'm muted. I thought I was muted. Basto Franco, can you hear me? Yeah, kind of low. Okay. So, Conrad Downey, can you hear me? Can you hear me all right now?
Can't
see me? Let me try this again. It's saying that the host that you have to, hold on 1 second. The host has to bring us in. Man, I said it's the same thing. I can see y'all now. The volume is extremely low. Basil Frank, you hear me? Okay. I keep trying. You see, you cannot start the video because the host has disabled it. The host, whoever hosting it, has disabled it. Okay. I also have to do a phone call to New York with our appointment in a few minutes. So we're going to be all over y'all, so y'all tap in. We got a full day. Okay, man, get a breathing in. Okay. Okay, you go. The volume is still horrible. Okay. Okay. I can barely hear you, Bastard, but we're going to work it out. There you go.
Each of us is talking to the other ones, but so you're
here. Are you now?
So, everybody, thank you for attendance tonight. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Like I mentioned, we're doing this on two platforms, so we got this live on a podcast, but we also have a Zoom webinar running through the University of Pittsburgh. Before we get started, I want to thank the University of Pittsburgh, the Department of Teaching, Learning, and Leading, in particular Sabina Vaught for supporting us with this. Tonight's event is part of the work that the department has been doing on Black and Indigenous knowledge traditions. So we thought it was important to invite Chairman Fred and Mama Akua today to talk about the legacy of the Black Panther Party, but also the work that the Black Panther Party Cubs are continuing to do. We're going to speak a little bit about the movie, The Judas and the Black Messiah, but we're also going to open up things to questions. So both through the webinar, but also people on the radio will be able to ask questions. So let's get started since we're running a little bit late behind. Chairman Fred, I know you're going to have to jump on another call during the middle of this, so maybe we can start with you. I know there's some students on today, so a few of the students, we watched the movie together. Could you just give us a little bit of background on the movie itself, Judas and the Black Messiah? I know there was a lot of struggles, just so people have some context. There was a lot of different people, a lot of different forces trying to make different versions of the film, trying to hijack the legacy And if you could just give some background about the struggles on how this one actually came into fruition and your role, both yours and Mama Kua's role in helping to shape things.
Oh, right on, comrade. Ralph, I'm calling you in 5 minutes. I'm putting 5 minutes. Ralph, calling you in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
We can't hear you, Chairman.
Right. Can you hear me now? All right. But Sister Comrade Daphne, can you hear me over on Blog Talk Radio?
Me and Mom, Brother Chairman, loud and clear, sir.
Right on. Let me just say first and foremost, I'm honored and humbled to be here. Especially our comrade Connell's Manuel to join us shortly, and definitely our mother comrade Cora Jerry, formerly known as Deborah Johnson, a force who I acknowledge in many cases my A1 from day one, my first jail cell, first one. That's, in other words, that's the first person I was ever locked up with. I just told him 5 minutes. Forgive me. Feel that all.
Yes, WBAI calling.
I was gonna call in 5 minutes. Yeah, I was gonna call you in 5 minutes. This is a 212 number. Hold on. Let's go do this now. While you are here, okay. This is New York calling me. I'm going to go and do this now. Okay. Pick me in. I get about five. We got about 5 to 7 minutes. I get another interview on the other line. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What'd you hang up for? Oh, you can't make this up. Okay, let's try this. Somebody said I'll be talking too fast. They want to see better. We're trying to do an interview in Pittsburgh, New York. Trying to combine all. We're talking bringing people together. That's what we're trying to do. And you see some of the contradictions that we have with trying to win people together. It seems so easy. A lot of people just talk about this abstract. Oh, kumbaya, everybody come together. These are just even communication, different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? It's a balancing act. This is just through a virtual connection. Imagine face-to-face connection, how difficult it is. I'm going to try something else now.
Is Ambassador and Camille on?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Did we just lose Chairman?
Yeah, I'm back with y'all now. I was trying to juggle this other phone call. I'm going to go. Can y'all hear me? Yeah, I told them this. I wanted to get them to do that one out the way. And then give right back to this one. Forgive me. Let me just do this real quick. Let me do this interview real quick.
Okay. All right, Mama Kua, you wanna
Let Mama Kua start off real quick, and I'm gonna come right back on.
Just for the students that's online too, let me introduce Mama Kua is not just a member of the Black Panther Party, widow and wife of Chairman Fred, and this is someone who, you know, not just struggled 50 years ago and then, you know, became an elected representative or something like that. This is someone who's given their life, blood, sweat, and tears to the struggle and continue to dedicate themselves to the people. And is here today. So I know a lot of the students may have never had the opportunity to hear you speak or anything like that, but could you tell just everybody that's here with us today just a little bit about your experience with the movie and, just how all the work came into fruition with the development of the movie itself?
Well, there have been a number of attempts to do stories, and that's what I'm, want to emphasize, stories about Chairman Fred, Black Panther Party. And we have a role with any of them. You know, it's a lot of fictional books, fictional accounts out there that are put in place to build up whoever is right.
Grandma, Brother Chairman.
A lot of things have been in place. Matter of fact, the script was pretty much written. And they got in touch with some people that were in the party. Notice I didn't say Black Panther Party, Black Panthers, that gave them fictional accounts of what happened.
Recording in progress.
Okay, so I had to hit continue because this is being recorded, right? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, sorry. So anyway, what happened was the writers, Ryan Coogler, Chaka King, and Dominique, and some of the other people that were involved, Daniel Kaluuya, they came to the Hampton House in Maywood, the house where Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. grew up, where we're fighting, doing a campaign to open it up as a museum and a community center. They have a lot of activities there, but we'll talk about that later on. So they came to the Hampton House, and we talked for a long time, myself and Chairman Fred, with them and ask them different questions about what would their role be, what did they understand about the Black Panther Party. And after talking to them, Chairman instructed
Grandma.
Hi, let me give you the number so you can call in.
I'm calling, okay. I'm calling from another number. So I'm probably, okay. What's the number calling?
212.
210, yes.
209.
20, yes. 2877. Okay. I'm calling in from another 51 number.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
But they went. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is about, I want to say about 7 people that got shot and killed over there when they went over there. And I said, well, these people must really be down for this. If they're going to go on the west side of Chicago, having never been there before at 2 o'clock in the morning, and not run off and leave when they get there, they see blood on the street and people that have been shot and killed. So I had some more questions with them, discussion with them when they came back, and I hugged Daniel Kaluuya, and I said, oh, I'm not worried about your accent. You got this. I knew, because I could see his thinking process as he sat at the table, and he was taking everything in we were saying, and processing it. And a lot of people come with an arrogance. They know everything about the Black Panther Party. People have told me they've been in an apartment, and they know all about Chairman Fred, people I ain't never seen before. So I was impressed. And I have to say, although we had many battles about what should be in, what shouldn't be in, we didn't win everything. We really were fortunate to have a dream team in terms of the actors, the writers, and those that participated, in making this movie the success that it became.
like, can you talk about some of those battles,
Chairman,
about, like, what was included and what wasn't included? The accuracy, historical accuracy,
those
kinds of things. Chairman, are you in?
Yes, I want. Yeah, I want. Is it possible? Okay. Is it possible? Give me five minutes. I'll come back.
Yeah,
all these four minutes.
Right on. You good?
Okay. Forgive me.
Chairman.
Yes. What's happening right now? I don't know. I think I'm trying to turn the path to curve.
My technical difficulties.
Well, my cool. Like
Ambassador. Ambassador.
All the work that went into making it happen.
What I'm trying to do is what I do in the streets. I'm trying to bring the whole world together right now.
I'll just make a whole world together right now.
Asking, could I try something for 5 minutes? Hello?
Picking
the actors, everybody said she looked like me anyway. But I knew she had it when she got my little side at it, I do. When somebody's saying something crazy, you know, she did an excellent job. And I just love Ryan Coogler and, you know, Charles. I mean, it was really a dream team, for real.
Right on. I'm back with you all now. Do you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, right on. Go ahead.
You want to touch on that first question?
Forgive me. Okay, I was trying to bring an audience from all over the world. I was trying to seize the time. New York and some other places I was trying to bring in. But this is something I try in the real world too, not just the virtual world. I try to find points of unity and try to. It's a blessing to curse, you know. Again, as an organizer. So with that being said, back to the question at hand, the movie. Just the tag team with comrade Cool and Jerry laid out. There have been a number of different attempts in regards to doing a movie on Champion. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to get the impression that we have been defending, fighting off a lot of these attempts in a subjective way that being her husband and my father, but in regards to the legacy of that which he represented at the Black Panther Party, and we said legacy is more important than your life. And time, politics is like real estate. Time and location, all that's important. When you had to make certain moves, is the climate right? Are people receptive to it? In fact, I recall one of my concerns, even mind you, this was done before the pandemic, as we say, the pandemic. This was I recall on a set one. I said, wow, if we do this, there's going to be. I say this is a generation that cannot even grasp the significance of the Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. Their response may be something to the effect like, why didn't they just simply order Grubhub, And also in addition, contrary to a lot of people say, like, economics, that we have to get economics on and so forth. And that's true, we are in dire straits still. But you'll be surprised at the amount, access to a lot of resources a lot of individuals have in the community, the deal is the politics, politicize the people to, understand what the revolutionary organization was, what it is. More specifically, what the Black Panther Party was, the mother comrade just pointed out, just talked about, even down to, we had to, like, how the gun would be held, who would draw first. All this is political, what I'm saying? And there were times where there were situations where, cinematographically or, movie-wise, it may be something that's advantageous, speaking from the movie, from the movie screen point of view, but however, it may be politically detrimental. And our thing is, whenever we engage in any action, whether it be a movie set, a discussion, an interview, that the legacy is not only still standing, that it's the deal that we've upped the ante. To be able to make an informed decision on what the Black Panther Party was and what it is, and this is something that you can't take for granted. I was talking to a young man today who came from prison, and he's like, he said, I had a whole misunderstanding just within our 5 or 10 minute conversation. I had to get a different grasp of who you were. And most people, can understand who we are, or what a revolutionary is, under dire circumstances. In other words, people ask me a number of times, how many members do we have? And I said, well, in many cases, it depends on how many people the police have murdered. We call it the last call for alcohol. People can hear or relate to what we're saying under intense conditions. And so we were fortunate to end up, through a lot of struggles, I still tell them at night time, cut, stop, But we were fortunate to have what I refer to as a dream team,
cast, you know what I'm saying? Even ongoing after this, you know, after the movie, you know what I'm saying? The media companies, you know what I'm saying, for macro participant others, were still on the ground helping us get the word about the October 55th anniversary of the Black Panther Party, the upcoming December the 4th International Revolutionary Day. And, you know, our ongoing relationship, you know what I'm saying? In fact, Charles King of Macro had commented when he had seen the cast members come to a restaurant in Los Angeles. He said he had never seen, like, how the cast was still sticking together. You know what I'm saying? He said he never seen, it doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? And people come in, they read the script, do their part. And even Dominique Fishback, who portrayed portrayed Deborah Johnson, she talked about, like, you know, usually on a movie set, whoever's doing their part, you go to your trailer and you go rest. You know, you're not concerned. You know, you come in, say your lines, and you go. But, people were staying on the set 24-7, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even after the filming, you know what I'm saying, there'll be times that I happen to be in Ohio, they filmed in Cleveland, Ohio, and I happen to go be speaking at the acknowledgement or anniversary, I had to use that term, but acknowledgement of the day Tamir Rice was murdered in Ohio by police. And I got through speaking, and I didn't recognize some of the people. I said, look kind of familiar. Lo and behold, it was the cast. The cast from Judas Black Messiah. Hey, and this wasn't in the contract. They didn't have to come, you know, send to the event. But also, this is part of the ongoing relationship that we have.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, this is being hosted through a school of education. So can you talk about, like, the importance, why it's so important for the people to control the legacy in terms of the education, right? So to control the narrative of not just Tim and Fred, but the party, and, to put into to proper context all these different attempts to hijack that narrative, everything from Jay-Z all the way back, we can think of throughout the years trying to hijack the legacy. And so why it's important in terms of educating, the youth, and why it was so important for y'all to have those struggles and control who was being able to tell the story and what story was being told.
Hey, Gavin, you want me to go to this one? This one is on me?
Yeah, me, Ben.
All right. These are students we're speaking to, the majority of students, right?
It's students, but it's everybody, too, so.
Okay. Let me say this, one of the unique dynamics of the Black Panther Party was they married, they wed theory and practice. The issue, a major issue I have, and I'm going to say, we had this battle, even with the movie, there were continuously attempts to say that, you know, the intellectuals was the spokespersons, you know what I'm saying? And even we go through some battles right now as we speak. Forces were saying that, you know, they're a list of people they wanted us to contribute about the proposed book, you know, with Chairman Fred. It's the go-to people, not the intellectuals. And no slight on that, you know what I'm saying? You know, but in many cases, in our community, the Black community in particular, but colonized communities in general, you have a relationship like it was depicted in that movie, School Days, where it's divorced. There's no connection. When I would speak at universities, I would literally go I would come in incognito. I would come in before, and just listen to find out what's going on. And then, you know, I recall one time I think in North Carolina, a university I spoke at, and a young man was beat by this notorious police. Police had pulled his arm out the window, beating him. The police had notorious history. And I was telling the students, I said, I need y'all to come to this college campus speaking that night. And they were like, man, we don't fool with them. You know what I'm saying? They don't fool with us. We don't deal with them. We don't have no relationship with them. And I said, just come. I said, just come. Follow our lead. And we got to them. And I was speaking to the class at school, and I was both of us. In fact, at the time, I was on the tour, M1 Day of Prayers, and I said, on this third time, on this third go-around, we're going to take them to the point that the students, that the people, and the community, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to see I'm going to fill it out, their morale. If they're ready to go, we're going to do a massive call-in to the police station, or ideally, we're going to go down to the police station and get that brother out of the jail. And the deal, and now, you know, in our times, you can't do that because especially with the students, like I said, you get caught with this book context, like, you know, the book does not say that you're going to do that, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to come speak 45 minutes and that's it, or you move a certain quarter. We have an unconventional way, not that we're reactionaries, but we, you know what I'm saying, our main ingredient of struggles is that of the people. And if you limit yourself to just that of the book, just that of the context, you know what I'm saying, it's the old axiom that goes, theory without practice is blind. Theory without practice is blind. And we add on to that. The Black Panther Party comes. We add on to that. Practice without theory is you taking a chance that you came up lucky and got lucky that time. In other words, you're shooting the dice. But we wed theory and practice. So we took these forces. We was talking, laying out the history. And you know what I'm saying? We ended up going out to the police station, Chapel Hill, I believe it was, in North Carolina. Front page of the newspaper next day. They used to police say, they don't want me to come out to North Carolina no more. We got that brother out there that night. And we got the community, you know what I'm saying, to come together, you know. And so we have what we call the Black Panther Party Cubs, an educational ethic. Again, an educational ethic. We say, you know, making a class project to work on the cases of Sandiata and Cole, Mumia Abu-Jamal, you know what I'm saying, the C numbers, you know what I'm saying, your brother, sit down the street. A class project of a harmless point with toxic waste is over there. A class project. So you're not just engaging in a bunch of, you know, talk and theory. In fact, something like Comandante Fidel Castro had the program that the students become trained and educated in the medical field. He said under the criteria was inclusive that you have to take whatever you learn and go back and apply it to your respective community. Not, you know what I'm saying? Because in many cases, the black community, you hear about in the places like Africa, you know what I'm saying, throughout the world, colonized communities, it's called a brain drain, where certain people are tapped into and they take the resources out of it, you know what I'm saying, and you end up benefiting the ruling class. Minister UEP Newton said that we must flip the script, take the bourgeoisie skills and make them work in the interest of the masses. So we challenge those, you know what I'm saying, in on schools, institutions, you know what I'm saying, get real deal spokesperson to come there, you know. I remember talking out to some colleges at one university before, it was years ago, and the guy was talking, you know, without, you know, Black History Month program. He was talking about they going to try to get $50 to get me down there. But they were saying how they had Smokey Robinson and Kanye West, you know, for $100,000 speaking at the university, you know, for Black History Month. It's strategic, you know what I'm saying? You look at the students in the BSUs and during the 1960s, you know, they get to the stands. They call the question, no, we cannot afford the luxury to just be, you know what I'm saying, and hear he on a funny tickle. You know what I'm saying? It was similar to the call that was put out in Attica. You know what I'm saying? When they said, no, we demand chairman by the seal, Black Panther Party, and others to come down here to do a observe what's going on, community observers, what's going on inside these places. So we had to get some real deal relationships with the schools, with the camps. We're doing that. Cook County Jail right now, the largest county jail in the country. This past September 11th, ironically, anniversary, you know what I'm saying, after the uprising of Attica, 1971. 58 prisoners. Division 9, Cook County Jail, refused to lock up due to the unsanitary conditions in there. And the sheriff of Cook County Jail, Tom Dart, had attempted to deem me as some sort of gang chief, because he said he never seen this many prisoners standing together. And the members of the guys in the county jail said, wait a minute, some of us not even in any organization, some of us are from different organizations. We, you know, so we want him as a community observer to come here. You know what I'm saying? So they got to come with the administration, prison administration, say, well, where did you come in via through a Zoom? We said, no, we have to come in there. We have to you know, smell the details of it, you know what I'm saying, the touch down with the people in there. And that's what we have to up the ante, because other than that, the state will give us these palatable people, in other words, these people, you know what I'm saying, who euphemize our conditions. And we have to up the ante on our college campuses, you know what I'm saying, the prison, the streets, the music studios, all of that, we have to up the ante.
Yeah, so one of the things we talked about in the class meetings was the Rainbow Coalition and the history of the Real Rainbow Coalition. Can you speak to a little bit of that?
Yes. The Rainbow Coalition, authored and created by Chairman Fred, to bring these groups together, and I always make sure I stress that it wasn't for them all to sing together or make a quilt or anything or sing Kumbaya, but it was to give direction to various groups to work in their own communities, to set up survival programs, to unite against what we call being police police brutality, which is and this clearly police terrorism that oppress and colonize communities all over the world experience. So, Chairman Fred, another thing about the Rainbow Coalition, a lot of times people refuse to include the Black Disciples and the Blackstone Rangers. These groups were not put together to join the Black Panther Party, but to work in their own communities. Let's say setting up a breakfast program. You know, and that's before any school had a free breakfast. It was a free lunch program. The Black Panther Party was revolutionary. We were mandated wherever we were to set up these breakfast programs in our community. Other groups, Puerto Rican community, they set up breakfast programs there. And the Young Patriots, a white nationalist organization that had used the American flag on that. You know, we're not revolutionary, but they could commit a revolutionary act in taking a stance against police terrorism, police brutality, establishing breakfast programs in their community, and recognizing the leadership, the vanguard of the Black Panther Party as a vanguard of the revolutionary struggle here in the heart of the most oppressive country, USA. So, this Rainbow Coalition, because it had a whole bunch of groups in it, they didn't hold meetings or hang out together or anything like that, but they took the principles of the Black Panther Party and established those survival programs in their community. So that's a really important thing I think that people should, you know, really pay attention to. It's been a lot of misinformation put out about the Rainbow Coalition. You know, like everybody came together and they had meetings and this, that, and other. We met at a rally, you know what I'm saying, of various events, but it wasn't, you know, to get any of those groups to be Black Panthers or for Panthers to be part of those other groups. But we worked in coalition, and it's very important, in coalition, where the Black Panther Party was recognized as a vanguard of a revolutionary struggle during that period. Jim, you
want to
add?
Yes, indeed. Right on. You know, Chairman Fred would say, Chairman Fred says that revolution is a scientific art that must be perfected. And, you know, in many cases, many people engage in romanticism or, you know, Sometimes I hold my tongue on, you know, addressing some of the details on, some of the dynamics, you know what I'm saying, because that, you know, not only Chairman Fred, but the Black Panther Party took on, whether it be, you know, survival programs, whether it be, you know, Chairman Fred offering the Rainbow Coalition, because the deal is, you know, Mother Conrad's always, she always says the old axiom, you know, often imitated, never duplicated from the Black Panther Party. And in many cases, people have to really, you know, it's kind of like a meal, like a good meal that you can say, you know, says, you know, say the matriarch, you know, and your family prepares a great meal, and, you know, and people sometimes say, well, I'm gonna go somewhere else and get this same meal, you know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't take as long, you know, to get a hamburger from McDonald's. It takes, you know what I'm saying, the actual meal. I'm going to go do, you know what I'm saying, see about the Rainbow Coalition with this other group and, you know, play a game. And people, they trivialized it. And so in many cases, it's good to let people go through those experiences to really come back and really appreciate the legacy, you know what I'm saying? Not that you're ego-tripping, because one of the setbacks with doing this work, you know what I'm saying, or any time that you engage in something, if you make it look too easy, some people think it's easy, you know what I'm saying, and they devalue it. And that's dangerous when you're talking about a revolutionary organization, when you're devaluing it, because you put your guards down with it. And the deal is we say the Black Panther Party legacy, protected, respected, and never neglected. Everything down to the language, to the terms, you know.
I seen some comments from the interview I did the other day, and someone said, you know, man, he's speaking, referencing me. He speaks his own language, you know. And then I was watching some old footage of the Black Panther Party, and just, you know, but the terms, you know, in the climate, you know what I'm saying, it was a different dynamic, and this language is political, and the time, and like, you know, there was some instances where people were trying to take certain tidbits out of the recipe that this matriarch in your family made, and they said, well, it has this ingredient. It's the same thing as this. You know, people will take actions like what Malcolm X said by any means necessary, and they'll take that and switch it around and use it, you know what I'm saying, in different contexts. And the deal is, sometimes you have to let that flow out. Like, there's a recent case where another bogus group had popped up, you know, attempting to use Chairman Fred's name. And a lot of people said, you know, Chairman, when are you going to respond? Are you going to say this? And I said, listen, you got to be very, I'm very careful what I give life to. And anyway, these individuals of the entity, they were justifying their relationships with some white nationalists. To say, okay, you know what I'm saying, similar to, you know what I'm saying, I had Chairman Fred do the Rainbow Coalition. And without the politics, you can take some dynamics and say, okay, well, this person, you know what I'm saying, met with this person. But with politics, you have this time, context. It's like everything. I'm telling you, you have to put stuff in context. Like, you just don't say Chairman Mao Zedong met with President Richard Nixon. You know what I'm saying? You have to put in context what was going on, what was the dynamics going on. In fact, even social media does that. Social media has, Facebook has a thing where they got like a fact checking. And you can put something up and it will send it back and say, you said that out of context. This is what social media does. So it's important that we just see the timing. There was a group of individuals, they were playing Panther. And we went to address it. We had to gauge, in many cases we call it like chapter checks. And we seen these individuals. These individuals were like literally better than me. And they would say they were the Black Panther Party. A lot of people get, you know, engaged in liberalism and, you know, oh, that's beautiful, that's good, we all come together. But you're playing with a legacy. You're playing with a legacy. In many cases, well, the person, the individuals know that the government, the state will hold them up. They'll raise them up and say, here's your airtime. Get on our news camp. We still need to destroy that legacy. Sometimes it's a combination of nefarious and naivety. You know what I'm saying? Chairman Fred would say, have these quick cats agents, rest them just dumb. By the time I'm stupid, by the time I figure out which one is, I'll be in the penitentiary graveyard. So we was laying out through some of the contradictions. I said, listen, let's say something as simple as a photograph of you all with your cell phones. They said, well, what do you mean? I said, you is no big deal. That, if you're saying you're Black Panther, so now someone sees a photograph. These individuals with the first cell phone, this takes away the significance of an organization in Chicago fed 3,500 children, men at least, free breakfast program, without any cell phones, you put in context what made this revolutionary organization. It's important to put stuff in context. When you tell history about even what's good, you know, what does someone do now? You say, wait a minute. This is during the time of the pandemic, coronavirus. Oh, now I see. So it's important to just in the fight to keep things in context. So, again, the Rainbow Coalition, there have been countless attempts. As Malcolm X said, when he told the march on Washington, say, well, the state says, can't stop it, co-opt it. Water it down, change it, make it something to be. There are countless attempts. People take the legacy of the Black Panther Party and try to switch it around. The people must, their political muscle must be tightened to the point they can recognize, whoa, that's lies, that's Memorex, that's authentic, that's counterfeit. You know what I'm saying? You go to the different gas stations, stores, and you know what I'm saying? You come in on some people, they put money all up to the light, man. See, that's counterfeit. It's certain that some people say, well, do you get a run through a machine? They say, no, how you know? Person, I've seen a $100 bill before. I know what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? This ain't it. The people must, there are people who are not saying, those who never seen it. So they have to at least humble themselves and say, well, does anyone have a machine I can check this with? So there are some people who have never seen the Black Panther Party. I'm mean, not just them, their parents. Their parents were too, either, put it plainly, punked out. They enriching the Black Panther Party. So they have to do. So then you have those who say, "Whoa, no, I know them. I know what that is." So then, but those who are not, they have to at least humble themselves at the years. Say, "Whoa, wait a minute. We fortunate. What do you mean we fortunate? I'm going to go find this book. Well, this person in the Black Panther. No, this author wrote this book. Did the Black Panther Party sanction it? No. Well, so anybody just wrote this book, and well, it's in a book, it's authentic. This person, who is this author? Well, you know what I'm saying? You have to do community checks. You know what I'm saying? You go and just say, man, let me go check this $100 bill. Where you going? I'm going down the street at the child, 8-year-old child who never had, who never seen a dollar bill. Why would you go to that person? What's in you that you want? There's a currency exchange right here. That's why who has a history of who can look at who has an eye. You mean to tell me you won't come out of December the 4th? You won't come out August 30th when the chairman of the world, the one in the room, the one that's in the middle of the Black Panther Party? You mean to tell me you won't, no, you're going to go, what's in you that you're going to go out your way? Maybe you have a vested interest in pushing counterfeit cash. There's going to be a run in the bank. The commission's going to be so intense that the masses can smell that counterfeit cash.
The masses can smell that counterfeit cash.
So we got a question from someone. Why do you think the U.S. government, so to say, view the Black Panther Party as a threat?
You want to get a cover?
Black Panther Party was deemed the greatest threat to the internal security of this country. This was when the Vietnam War was going on and other things, you know, were going on around the world. And the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, had vowed to destroy both by the end of 1969. Chairman Fred Jr. says all the time, it wasn't because they were wearing black leather jackets. It wasn't because a lot of groups wore black leather jackets. It wasn't because they had guns. A lot of people had guns. But the Black Panther Party was a political organization, a revolutionary organization that was had an ideology, and it had a practice that was married to the theory so that people could participate, learn by observation and participation, and participate in their own fight for self-determination at whatever level, to politicize and heighten their awareness of what's going on, understanding the difference, that the lines of demarcation drawn between the people and the pigs, the people and the state, and to be able to identify state institutions, to understand the police as an occupying army, which in the oppressed and colonized black communities, there was no such thing as officer-friendly. That's some stuff you saw on the TV in white communities. The miseducation of our children, all of those things were things that were that impacted our lives. And as Chairman used to always say, and we can still say this, everything is political to enhance and help develop the growth of American U.S. domination worldwide. And black people in this country were colonized inside the walls of this U.S. government. So that was it. The fear of the party being able to mobilize the people and organize the people at great levels and have them at this point really fight in their own interest. That was the threat to the Black Panther Party.
Do you want me to touch on top of the comrade?
Yes, you go.
Just reiterate the same thing with the comrade laid out. You know, I mean, not you know, horses, I mean, to add on what she said, but also in addition, not from the horse's mouth, but from the pig's mouth. Former Attorney General John Mitchell, former Director of the FBI J. Edgar Hoover, and the likes, former United States President Richard Milhouse Nixon, rode in a helicopter over Chicago, over the Illinois chapter headquarters of Black Panther Party, November 14th or 15th, 1969. Now, what's significant about that date is
This is right after the assassination of Spurgeon and Jay Winters, south side of Chicago, while he defended himself. And there were two or three police, but they shot the body over 30 minutes. Shot the bottom of his feet up. Spurgeon and Jay Winters. This is who the medical center was named after. This is who Algie Smith had portrayed in the movie, Judas and the Black Messiah. President Richard Milhouse Nixon said they got the last one, we get the next one. They called a special meeting. They said after Spurgeon and Jay Winters had defended themselves, they said, what's making these niggas move with the spirit of Quantrill? Quantrill is a Confederate general. And the response was, man, it's Chairman Graham and the Black Panther Party. It was a different dynamic. See, even the resistance, the state has a dynamic, like, you know, like, let's just draw an analogy to a football game. If you win a football game, but you win on, you know what I'm saying, playing by their rules, that turn, they can go back and look at the game plan and say, okay, this is how they got that in. This is how we still control, we still got the referee, we still own a scoreboard, so we can write this down so it doesn't breed future, this really doesn't pose a threat. Now, if you win or even quote-unquote lose on your own terms, now we have a problem. Now we have a problem. Them cats were saying they didn't huddle the way that we say you huddle. When the referee blew the whistle, they didn't yield to it. You know what I'm saying? Offensive foul was, you know what I'm saying, we called. They didn't bow down to it. You have an organization that stood up in theory and practice even when it wasn't popular. A lot of people talk to them, oh, yeah, man, we have an issue with the system. But you'll see them go down there, you know, ask for, you know, validation for everything from, you know, could you validate our relationships? Could you validate our feelings? Could you do a study and lay out and make it official that, you know, that there's a racism in this country? Could you make it official that, you know, said that the police had killed us? And even when the police, even in the ruling class, say, well, you can see it right for yourself. A lot of organizations know we need you to put your USDA stamp of approval on it. Could you go down there? Could you give us a degree? Because this person in my community, I think he's kind of intelligent. Is there some way that, you know, you can validate that? And you have an organization. You have an organization that's coming out and say, hey, this here. Say you on a college campus. Going to be a medical student, and that's the Carbondale University. What is that, Doc Saju?
Circle Campus.
Oh, is it Circle Campus? Circle Campus. Oh, where I get SIU from? Okay. He and his GA chairman Fred come speak at the university, the college. He comes down. He, you know what I'm saying? He sacrificed all that. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, this man, he's a deputy minister of health of the Black Panther Party. Not didn't get a sanction by the state. Got the people's advocate, making sure you treat it with respect. So effective that people in Vietnam, to this day, talk about him. Chairman Fred talking about the organ harvest and the organ theft, but way before it becomes popular discussion. Chairman Fred telling you if you're sick, don't go down to Cook County Hospital. Because you go down to the common cold, you come up, you don't see you're dead, just have somebody else needs your brain tissue, your sex organs. Come see Dr. Feel Good. When a lot of organizations out there say, well, what's his degree? What's his degree? I need to see some sheepskin. You know what I'm saying? And you have to catch on 16th Street. You have to imagine people say who organizations stood up and then went for a study to come out and say tuberculosis is disproportionately impacting black people. That's the state of where we get a problem. Because these cats are not yielding to the rules that we laid out. And not make it so bad, they're not yielding to it, they don't want it. See, Chairman Fred told me, we down in the valley. Black cats want to be crazy as hell. Field Marshal George Jackson, the Black Panther Party, say, capitalism is such a foul piece of pie, even if I could have a piece, I'd rather not. That's a different dynamic. And this presented a problem because it becomes ingrained, becomes contagious. You know what I'm saying? We're second nature. When you watch the news, you ain't got to go back and have nobody, you know, study for you. You ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? You don't resort to no reactionary assessment like saying that, like, get into prevention. We don't give up. They convict me. You say free you, excited. We don't care. We don't care what the judge said. And your point is what? It's a evidence that a lot of cats, a lot of cats, a lot of organizations cannot relate to.
And you see over 90% of the quarantine for the rest of the Black Panther Party.
So we had a question about education. So can you talk a little bit about the importance of political education, not just the role it played with the party, but even today?
Political education, in fact.
Go ahead, Jim.
Political education, in fact, what we're doing right here. This, in fact, our radio, our Freedom All Radio. So we have some cats, like, a lot of cats need to be spread out for them. A lot of people, you know, as I said earlier, language is political. And when you organize it, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, they need what they call the Robert Rules of Order. They need some sort of official statement to say something, you know, is what it is, as opposed to, you know, a mass line. Malcolm X said he learned America's history not through his universities but through his ghettos and through his prisons. The Black Panther Party turned the communities into classrooms. One individual, one of the comrades, he's on here right now. He acknowledged that being, he'd been to the school, teachers in the schools, all that. When he came to Chicago, he said, I was read about Chairman Fred for 15 years. Talked to him, interviewed, listened to radio shows, talked to him, been with him. He said, I didn't know who Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. was until I rode the streets of Chicago for 15 minutes. See?
Right on.
We learn political education, man. See, Chairman Fred is the Black Panther Party. They're talking about the kids, the children are hungry. They implemented programs. You see, we deal with contested conditions. You get to know yourself through our political education. You know what I'm saying? One sister told me one time, well, Chairman, my husband really wants to work with you, but he can't come out because the coronavirus, you know, it's a pandemic. I said, what Shakespeare say? She said, what you mean? Shakespeare? I said, Shakespeare said, to thyself be true. Your husband wasn't coming out before the coronavirus. She started laughing. You can't get on with us. You know what I'm saying? You got to deal with the conditions. When I was locked up, when I was a political prisoner, one of the best cellmates, I had a few cellmates in my life. My mother called me my cellmate. That was my other hell of a cellmate I had before. Another good cellmate I had was a guy by the name of Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. I watched him under contested conditions. The political education. Theory and practice, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do, you know what I'm saying? So even the Freedom All Radio, this is political education. Everything is political, words and terms and fashion, how you view certain things, how you know, your language, what you can relate to, all of that, music. And there's a difference between politics and electoral politics. Politics, again, how you know, when you watch the news, be honest with yourself, what's your first response? How do you view the Black Panther Party? When you hear certain terms. You know what I'm saying? A sister called today, right? She been doing work in Chicago for quite some time. I'm going to shout out. Sister K-Love. She's in Baltimore at the barbershop. She's in Baltimore. She moved to Baltimore. Her man, at the barbershop. Some other brothers in there talking, and she calls, Chairman, the brothers here saying they know you. And I said, no, I know. And so I said, put me on speakerphone. So the brother said, hey, what's going on? He said, she didn't believe. I told her I know you. I said, no. When you said Fred, he said, huh? I said, don't look around because he's trying to figure out how do I know what he said as opposed to saying Chairman. He was like, man, I said, hey, I'm not in there. I said, I'm not there. That structure, you can pick up on. I said, see, in our community, there are class contradictions. You know what I'm saying? And there's certain things that I tell people, be honest with yourself. Even people say, well, I don't know what you're saying because I didn't read Revolutionary Suicide. I didn't go to this class. Listen, everyone has a political line. They may not can articulate it or not. And Stephen Biko of the Black Conscious Movement said that black people in particular must grasp the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. It's a podcast. But they had me on the Ghetto Boys. I'm holding my tongue. I said, watch the comments. Watch who says what. And it's coming out. Stuff is all been through political. One guy told me, the people say, well, man,
never, why you never be on Vlad TV? And people say, man, they not letting them on Vlad TV. And it's coming out. I've been clear on this. Everything political, from who's like the street sign for Chairman Fred. People say, everybody get a street sign. Every preacher, everybody get a street sign. I said, okay. We got Santa Chicago. You say something, you say, I bless your heart. You don't know no better. We went through the process. Even those who, even the politicians who didn't know who Chairman Fred was, they can feel it. They can smell that stench of self-determination. They smell it. I told you, it's a brother named Face, Ghetto Boys. One time, Dr. Dre was on Vlad TV. And they told me, he's a great billionaire. You know, he ain't selling to us. You know, they're not talking about the connection with Jimmy Iovine. They just put the poster child there. Oh, yes, we finally made it. You know, you had a Portuguese doing Brazil. You know how the French do in Haiti. They put Papa Don and Betty Doc up there. And you know, so that way you can get the chasing that carry. You don't see that hunter. You don't see that rudimentary rifle behind that wheel. Because this is to get you to believe in that, believe to chase that carry. So one of you could be Dr. Dre. You don't see that. You don't see, ironically, the aftermath. So. And Face has said something they don't like, you know, yeah, man, this stage of the game. I hear Face, I say, Face, I love you, man. You know that you will never be in that particular status. Similar to me, I say, Mike Tyson says, I'm not going to be a super rich person. Deal is, there's a piece called the Houston, the dog show, where they go capture these dogs, these pit bulls in particular. I told Face, I say, Face, We are those dogs in that room when they come in, the dog catchers, the trainers, they come in. Certain dogs, they look at them and say, oh, that's nice. My daughter would love this one. Wash him up. You know, they ain't got to wash him up. He's safe. Well, mister, this is a pit bull. She's looking at dog's eyes. It's no problem. Take him home. Well, you want to get him? I know he has no reason. Even the fleas are safe for him today. And there are some dogs, either we don't know it, they see it in our eyes. They smell it. They say, down him. Down her. They can smell it, and it's political. Reverend Nat Turner. The master of the plantation, the brother would tell the lady, why are you letting this man go around preaching? He said, he's preaching the glory of God. He said, no. She said, he has the same Bible that everyone else has. He said, no. It's a different response. See, Minister UEP Newton, even when he was internal struggling in the Black Panther Party, Mr. Reputer said, we must even politicize the gun. What made our gun different than the pig's gun? You know what I'm saying? See, once they politicize the gun, that's when you've seen Senator Mulford call for the Panther Bill. See, disarmament. Now the gun is a problem. So the gun wasn't a problem before when they kept getting out of here. He said, that's a different gun. This is a different gun. This is a different leather jacket. This is a different organization. This is a different individual. And Andy was up. This has the potential to produce a different James Brown. A different James Brown who one day kicking it with Kissinger and Nixon. Man, after H.R. Brown, that was his man, Jamel and me, riding that on, he come back out saying, I'm black and I'm proud. This is a political, a different dynamic from the devil disciples to the black disciples. From the Blackstone Rays to the Black Peace Stone Nation. And it's political. It's a different student. They goes up and say, man, Reed, matter of fact, I'll give you a better example. When I was held captive, when I was locked up, they came through and they swept all the libraries. Get solid there, brother, from Georgia. Get it up out of here. He says, been here. He said, wasn't a problem before. It wasn't a problem before. His presence alone now was just a problem. It was a problem, and it's political. I want to throw a couple of announcements out here, too, while I can. You know, tonight, we're going to be sending links out, y'all, at 9:30 tonight, Central Time. We're having a virtual birthday party for two phenomenal forces. Frederica Newton, the widow of Minister UEP Newton, and also Akua Njeri, widow of Chairman Fred Hampton. Her birthday was 2 days ago, Akua Njeri's. Frederica Newton's birthday is 2 days from now. We combine it. You know, you're talking about the sister cities is going down. It's 9:30 tonight. Also, I'm gonna give some comments. I need. Ben, if you're still listening, type in the comp. Somebody give me a link where people can go to for the artist for the Hampton House. We have an event for the artist for the Hampton House. It's a virtual thing. You can buy art support. It's going to for the
in Hampton House. I'm going to be performing, Rakim, going to be doing his piece from Judas and Black Messiah. This is on December 3rd. Then December the 4th is International Revolutionary Day.
Y'all, I ain't
no. Yep, let's talk. So y'all tune in.
Happy belated birthday. I put it in the chat for everybody, but we got to wrap things up on the Zoom.
Okay, okay.
We're moving over to the radio, so I just want to make sure if y'all got anything else you wanted to make sure to speak on tonight before we move everything.
Thank you for this opportunity to talk to everybody. And this political education continues every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Time, Freedom All Radio, and Chairman, you can get the numbers out. I don't have them in my head right now. And Intellectual Radio and Freedom All Radio, every Wednesday, 6:30 Central Time. It's a political education, just like the Panther said, the Black Panther newspaper. This is a political education that you can tune into every week. And pretty soon they're going to have it together with all this other, these different social media things, so people have all kind of access to it.
Yes, indeed. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, excuse me, every Wednesday, Freedom All Radio. We're working on, matter of fact, we're going to get an official podcast. So we're going to that. Go to the Ghetto Boys podcast. Hit them comments. Go in there. Flood them. Put the word out. You know what I'm saying? Up there, Annie. Go to SaveTheHamptonHouse .org. Go to the donate button. Cash out. $ SaveTheHamptonHouse. You know what I'm saying? Wherever your boy can. Come on out for December 4th, International Revolutionary Day. Get a link up. Bachelor for December 3rd. Because put this, he's in queue. I don't know if you can. I'm going to have a call in the radio. I'm going to talk about this now on Freedom All Radio. But thank y'all for having us. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Free them all, Skull.
All right on free them all.
Free them all, comrade. Free them all. Okay, now. Let me try something real quick. I'm going to try this New York thing one more time. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Don't try this Instagram.
Grandma,
we get okay. Is you still on air, is Mother Comrade?
Yes.
Okay, you still. I'm still on the radio show. Okay, let me try to call this new radio station one time. Just one time. Okay. Okay. What number? One second. Okay. Where you at? Text. I'm trying to call this man. I'm calling out, don't call me. Okay. Okay, this is Comrade Button. You can't, I just got to call in Q. 1 minute. Let me see if I get this New York call in real quick. We got 30 minutes. Yeah, I gotta go get ready for the big shindig. Take a breath and go to the party tonight. Okay. Say it happened to us.
And Chairman, this is co-host. I'm in now.
Okay. Right on, co-host. Right on. Okay, right. Okay, I'm trying to call this. Right on. I bring those call. Whatever call we got, can we come up out of this New York call? Okay. Great. Let me go. Bring another call. We got a queue. I'm gonna ask some of these questions. We got online. I'm bring some of these in real quick now. Oh, get these links out to everybody, though, if you can, because we have a link for the virtual party tonight. Because those Y'all remember last time we had the Zoom thing? It was hack crazy. You know what I'm saying? Oh my, it was not a pretty sight. So y'all.
Yeah, we don't want that again.
Touching niggas. Huh?
I said we don't want that again. Not at all.
No, at all. So y'all, so let me get those links, y'all. Let me make sure we got that ready to go too. Call his brother, make sure we good to go on that. So, Sister Conrad, we got any callers in queue? I think, Ben, are you in queue? Are you on the call in queue?
Me and Mom, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Caller, please press 1 to come into queue. Me and Mom.
Okay. United States, no calls in queue. 929-477-3785 and press 1. Okay, you can turn this around. Okay, with my video. 929-477-3785 and press 1. You say you in queue? Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I can.
All right. Fremont, call 612-836.
Yep, welcome to Fremont Radio.
Hey, Chairman, this is Benjamin Henning, Fremont, Feed 'em All.
Hey, Fremont, Feed 'em All, welcome to Fremont Radio, right on.
Yeah, right on. Hey, I just want to amplify the event that we're doing Friday night, the night before IRD. At the Kieran Center in Chicago, 5628. We're doing an artist for the Hampton House. We have more than 30 unique original works of art that are being included. We have an original piece by Emery Douglas, Frank Frazier, Asali Dixon, Sholo Beverly. I just couldn't be more excited. We have more than, we have 9 restaurants. We have a brewery, a black-owned brewery here in Chicago, Chairman, that will be providing the dine, delight, discover aspect of the event. But it's going to be an amazing, spectacular event at the Kieran Center. I'm so excited to be there with you, Mother Akua, and all of our special guests and our community and the people that are going to be there. So I put the links, Chairman, in the YouTube chat. And it has the link to the ticket sales, as well as the link to the auction site that has all of the items that are being updated by the hour as pieces come in for this event and all the support from Chicagoland and nationwide artists for Save the Hampton House. So I'm just excited to be here with you tonight to share and amplify the event we're doing on Friday, but most importantly, the event that takes place every year on December 4th at Ground Zero, and then the Wall, and then the Hampton House and the Aquatic Center. So amazing things are going to be happening this weekend. I'm just proud to be part of it with you guys, showing revolutionary love to the Hampton family.
Respect, and right on. You know, we're on the countdown. You said you do some legendary names out there with these pieces of art. That's, you know, so I don't know if y'all heard the pieces that we have and where they're coming from. We need those who unfortunately can't be there directly. We need to go online and check this out. We need to share this. We need to see how can we support this, y'all. Again, this is December 3rd. This is the preliminary, I guess, before the pre-IRD. This is the day before of those who are in the area, the Karen Center. You know what I'm saying? So again, I think Ben, you say you got the information posted in the chat.
Yep.
On the YouTube.
It's in the comment
section.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you can just. If you can say, give us those who listen, so they can find this again. Is it posted on Save the Hampton House, the website? Is it, where could they find those who just listening? Where could they find it at?
Oh, so where they can find that out. Let me get back to you on that in just a second, because I want to make sure I read the web address off to you correctly. But I just want to go back to what you just mentioned, Chairman. We have Emery Douglas, who is one of the original artists for the Black Panther Party newspaper, who actually helped refine the actual Black Panther for the logo of the Black Panther Party. So it doesn't get more influential than Emery Douglas. You move on to M. Asali Dixon. She is the only female woman artist for the Black Panther Party newspaper from 72 to 74. Absolutely incredible to have her involved in this project. And then we also have Frank Frazier, who's just an influential black artist who's done works and is focused on making sure that black works are represented in museums across the world, obviously in America and across the world. But he has included a piece that was donated by Frederica Newton, who we're going to be with later on this evening, from the Huey P. Newton Foundation collection. It's four original works of art, silk screened, signed, numbered, from Frank Fraser as well. So if I'm going to go in here just really quickly to make sure I have the right website, Chairman. For tickets, we are looking at, it's an Eventbrite link. It's Eventbrite.com/artists for the Hampton House Silent Auction Fundraiser. Eventbrite.com, artists for the Hampton House Silent Auction Fundraiser. Is what should get them to the right place.
I want to post this on Instagram, also on YouTube, because I want to repost this, reshare it. Those who are on Facebook, put this out. We're on the countdown, literally on the countdown, y'all. I hope I'm not speaking too, my hopes are not too high, but the weather is good. The weather is good. So let's roll this good weather, y'all. And, so come on out there, those who can make it, to the Karen Center, and then, go in for a few hours and come on back out for December 4th, 12 o'clock, right there, 2337 West Chairman Freed Hathaway. For those who still ain't caught up yet, Monroe Western. And I also just mentioned again tonight, get y'all a breathe out of the Freedom Hall Radio, then come on out. We're going to get the link to you. You can email savethehamptonhouse@gmail.com. Again, we're trying to take some precautions because it got real super. The hacking was off the hook. So we're going to get,
yep.
Some people, I'll be texting y'all those links, and everybody said, what is this link about? That's for the event tonight. As you see on the flyer for the show, that's actually a Corey and Jerry with the bust of Chairman Fred. Statue, also Frederica Newton with the bust, the statue, Minister U.P. Newton, Dr. U.P. Newton. So, y'all tune in. Y'all, again, we got moves to make, y'all. So everything is political, including art. So, again, put the word out, say, man, what you going to grace your walls with, I'm in this pandemic, this plandemic got us bored. I'm sick of looking at the walls, looking at the paint dry as well. Let's go build on some of these pieces. Dress the walls up. Just dress the walls up. Get some real deal art, y'all. The artist for the Hampton House is going down. It's going down. Come on out, y'all. I'm on it, my sister. Like, yep. More on G-Ball. I miss y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, man. If these forces was in town, they would definitely be there. And those who, don't charge it to my heart who has not got the flyer the link. Don't hesitate to text me. I'm going to send that link to you ASAP. And Frederica Newton asked me earlier, moving and grooving. And she said, well, we would have come in a few minutes later. You and Mother Curry, how do you say this, y'all party? You can get there late. You want to sit back and, man, all we ask y'all, man, enjoy yourself, And I just really, I do not take for granted, we have such forces amongst us, I don't know if you say, am I hearing it right? Who knows whose birthday we celebrate together? I was sitting there and I sympathized with Mother Comrade. She told me, she says, Chairman, jump up, late at night, and say, help, hit, what about, I'm going to do this move here, throw it up for you. And that's and it's a blessing, a burden to, ain't no conventional hours. You say, okay, well, 10 o'clock, stop thinking about this time and go get some rest. So that's one of the things I like about that movie, too, Judas and Black Messiah. We struggled. I remember one time I said, well, man, you got to have a red book in here somewhere. And one time I wanted to throw it in there, the scene where Algie Smith portraying Jake Winters was at the hospital. And we didn't, it wasn't in there then. But then we back and forth, Shaka King, nephew Ryan Coogler, D-Lo, Charles King, and it came up, you know, that piece that they laid out, the scene with Daniel and Dominique playing Chairman and Deborah, when they were talking about the Chairman Mountain with the long march, long walk or something, you know, they were in the bedrooms, in the bed. And that's, see, revolution, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to be able to, man, it's intertwined in every dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Not no just cut up, you know, well, this is an art event. This is not, well, this is just, we're just talking about the food. I remember going to this place, this restaurant one time, and I said, this coffee is good. And the Vietnamese coffee. And the lady said, waitress said, oh, it's French influenced. I said, French influenced? That's a nice way of saying it. So I said, that's a nice way of saying colonized, you know what I'm saying? And the debt, you know what I'm saying? So everything, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, again, sometimes you hate to go, you'd be like, ah, I wish I did know this. You know, but it is what we do know this, and we, you know what I'm saying, we have responsibility to put this out. So again, y'all, those who can't be here, y'all make sure y'all get there to support the artists from the Hampton House this December 3rd. And also, again, come on out tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna text y'all them links in a minute, ASAP. And make sure y'all hit them comments in the Ghetto Boys podcast. You know, y'all thoughts on it. How they work in the algorithms. You know what I'm saying? Well, they bait and they go out, look, piece by piece, you know what I'm saying? And the timing of it coming out is phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Right before December the 4th. Right on. What else? Okay, Ben, right on. What else we got? What else we got? Okay, let me take my glass off. See some comments. Chairman, how can I reach a young person? Let it have the love. So long, Sister D. Sister from D, I got you 1 minute. Okay. All right, Ben, so give us the event by address one more time. Y'all still here? Coles?
What address you asking for, you asking about?
The event by address?
The Eventbrite. For the artist for the Hampton House Solid Auction Fundraiser. Is that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, Ben said that? Yeah. Did we lose Ben?
Chairman, I am still here, yes.
I was asking the address.
Oh. Eventbrite.com, artist for the Hampton House Silent Auction Fundraiser.
Okay. My phone calls, this is what you say, the same thing you just said. Okay, forgive me. Okay. Okay, right on, y'all. Hey, ain't no more. Hey. I'm Willie D's on the podcast. No more talk. That's what it is, y'all. It's on the topic Friday.
Man. Free them all. Feed them
okay,
all.
Okay, what else we got here?
Yeah,
feed them all. Right on. Sweet man. Appreciate you, man. Right on. Yes, indeed. This is, man, y'all heard them names. Y'all heard, hey, some phenomenal art, y'all. So let me see. What else we got on? What else we got on deck? There's so much stuff going on. Man. What else?
I'm not, pardon me for not being on point tonight. I just got it, you know. Traveling from Delaware, just getting in, so
you just up the back of the hills of your father's funeral. So this is auntie's funeral, right?
Yeah, my aunt passed away, and we laid her to rest in Delaware today.
Good. Well, it goes without saying. We have said anyway. Black Panther Party Club and community condolences. Thank you.
Y'all.
You know, yeah. Right on. Happy birthday also to Jerome. I don't know if he listened. he called me today. It's funny. He said, who is that? It says the Minister of Cakes. Minister getting the cakes. You know what I'm saying? He always makes sure who her birthday, some cakes come through. He always on point. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know, don't like, watch tonight. He never fails us.
Wow.
Yeah, one of the youth troops, Ava, birthday yesterday. Comedic genius, Richard Pryor, birthday today.
Hmm.
Richard Pryor's birthday today. Yeah, well, that was a good company, man. Man, well, somebody else. Well, to all those birthday, we acknowledge, you know, I just had a flashback. This young brother I grew up with, Bunky. One day, we 14, 15, 16. So even so, the little crew of cats, you know what I'm saying? They told my man, he said, Bunky said he want to get a drink or something. So everybody just say, Bunky, everybody celebrated, you know what I'm saying, one of the guys' birthday. Everybody you know, say something. Well, his response was, he say, listen. He say, somewhere in the world is somebody's birthday that he celebrated for. I never get that.
Wow.
That's a fact. Somewhere in the world. Yes, indeed. Sister Dee, happy birthday. The mother coming right on. Can't pass. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. I was right on. Appreciate that. Let me say this. Those who want some other comrades something, Vester, if you listen to what they said, Cash App, Alicia's Cash App, $ Alicia Sims, AliciaSims, and I forgot the Zell. If Mother Comrade, if you listen, if you still own Mother Comrade, if you can get that, if you can say that to us, if you can before we conclude, that number, that Zell number, and that Cash App, and I need somebody to type this. Mother Comrade, if you can't get that to me before next 5 minutes, Mother Comrade, if you listening, yeah, I need that posted. That Cash App and that Zelle. While you getting there for us, let me ask your question, Sister from D. How can I reach a young person who doesn't have the love? A few people, I got to go back to some questions. How can I reach a young person who doesn't have the love and support from mom or dad? Read these in direction. Thank you in advance. I've seen, mind you, we battling, so we, you know, battling for the minds and hearts of the people. There are so many contending factors also, system, adversarial dynamics. We're fighting for the minds and hearts of the people. And with that, you have to take into account so many different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? I use an analogy like this. It's like you're coming in with a scalpel to do surgery. You're trying to cut the cancer. You're trying to cut capitalism. And some people see that scalpel as a knife. You know what I'm saying? They're defensive. You know, so you have to pick the certain times. You have to, you know, capitalism is a hell of a drug. Capitalism is a hell of a drug. Matter of fact, quote me on that. Capitalism is a hell of a drug. And there are those who, when they use the drug analogy, they say, well, this person is sober enough, but they go back to the environment. Fall off the wagon, whatever, you know. And there's always, you know, a battle, you know, people, you know, to, especially with a child, you know what I'm saying? I believe that the orphanages, the destruction of our family, these are strategic, you know what I'm saying? The attempt to reproduce, to have allegiance to the system is done. I mentioned, like, even with the Biden administration, how they intentionally, specifically stated how even with the crossing the border with the Mexicano population, how the adults will be sent back, but the children will be taken in. And a lot of people say, well, that's nice. You know, America cares about the children. I said, I don't know where that come from. Mm-hmm. What it does, it produces a certain type of, you know, allegiance. You know, so you grab, you know, so you grab them and the state takes them in. So keep that in mind when don't despair. Don't think because youngsters don't get right online because there's, you know, certain things certain seeds you can plant and they get, and certain storms come through and they can relate to it later on down life, you know what I'm saying? Because I still, you know, think about lessons that hit me, you know, that I can grasp then. So, and also we want to try to study them, see what's phenomenal, you know, because, I mean, we in this war, I mean, they get all, I mean, totally, man, man, the video games, the music that they're hitting them with, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. They're hitting us hard.
Lifestyle,
you know what I'm saying?
What's acceptable and what's not? What's being pushed? I was looking, and once again, that picture makes me so sick with the white girl from South Africa, the actress with the black son, and dresses him as a girl and says he is a girl. If she wanted to adopt a girl, she should have just got a girl and not a boy and try to change him into that. But they, you know, twisted whatever's on their mind to do, break them, mold them into what they want them to be, like pets and toys and, you know. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
I got the Zell and the Cash App.
Okay, give me Zell. Zell's what?
773-858.
773. Somebody type this in while I'm going. This for birthday. What's the term you want to use? Blessings, you know, since a donation from the Conrad. 773. What else?
858-6769. And the Cash App.
769.
Is A Sim. A
dollar,
like an Alicia.
Dollar sign.
The number 8 after 7. 1-8-9-9. So dollar sign.
1899.
Apple. 1899. Yes.
I'm still not getting it. Okay, forget my hearing or something. Did somebody?
Apple Sam.
Okay. Hold on. Texas didn't get a film much. Yeah, hold on. Okay, Zell. I'm still not hearing it right. Somebody text it to me. I'm not hearing it. I forget my hearing. I won't put the wrong thing out there. Let's try one more time then. Time is of essence. One.
No, dollar sign.
Dollar sign.
A as in apple.
Yeah.
Sims, S-I-M-S.
Yep. 1899. Got it. Dollar sign. A. Sims. 1899. Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
That's Cash Out. For Mother Coin Jerry, Cash Out. For birthday. Cash Out. Dollar sign. A-S-I-M-S. 1899. Also, Zell, 773-858-6769.
Yeah.
Zell, 773-858-6769. Birthday thing for Mother Conrad. Yeah, Charlize Theron, that's the right true soul, that's the actress.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I'm losing no time, 824. Okay.
6 minutes.
Ooh, man. I'm ready on so much coffee on the van. When I fall out, I'm going to fall out.
I know I am.
Man.
Traffic ain't no joke. That sucked the life out of me.
Yes, indeed. All right, on good things. Oh yeah, we on the countdown. I'm gonna leave out. Go set this up. So make sure we text y'all the link, y'all for the virtual birthday party. We can post a link up for us on public. Email, say to have those emails. We're gonna have comrades email y'all back ASAP the link. So we're looking at 9:30, the start, the virtual party. So y'all saying come on, chill with us tonight. Come on, chill with us tonight. Any more questions? Right on. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So it's gonna get it in. Real talk. There was some more questions up here, too. How do you go down? How do I, how do you do this? Okay. How do you go back up? I seen some more questions earlier. How do I go back up? Okay, now. Oh, no, right there. There you go. That's it. Okay, Jim, are you? Okay, hold on. Hi, hold on. Okay, Jim, you should. Jeremy, you should do a series, Judas and the Black Messiah. Yeah, I bet I won't do like a series. They said a set. Yep, I won't do that. Okay, well.
Okay. I was, when I posted Mama Akua's birthday, a lot of people was talking about her having a movie should be done on her life. And then a lot of people were like, I thought that was you. Somebody saw the Faith and Willie D podcast and said, I just saw you on Reloaded. And I was like, okay, thank you. But it was Mama Akua. They were like, y'all look alike.
Okay. On Ghetto Boys podcast, Reloaded. Why keep on saying the Ghetto Boys podcast? Well, the same, yeah. Okay, yeah, they said it, yeah.
Yeah, but they thought I was Mama Akua.
What?
Yeah. And then when I posted her picture, her happy birthday picture, a lot of people were commenting that we looked alike or we looked similar.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I'll take that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You have found that footage.
Yeah.
Chris, I found that footage that first. I was just talking to Cole Hart the other day about that first footage we had shot on the first years ago. Independent movie we was working on. I'm missing. Okay. I'm moving on the chairman. Yeah, we got fans. I'm going to get that footage put up there. Yes, to answer your question, yes. Tory Dallas, are you with the Free Lady Hoover movement? Yes. Somebody, I see another question up here. Someone put up here, Imam Malik, yes, all that. All that. Free them all, yes, all that. All that and more. Yes, indeed. Tory Dallas, that's your question, yeah. Matter of fact, I may be in L.A. on the 9th. In Atlanta, just had a birthday for him yesterday. I wasn't able to make that. But, yes. You may have to be out with me? Yes. Yes. Yeah, all that. Your brother, sister down the street, was to call for him all. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Definitely. Emphatically. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Has to, no doubt. I just talked to Larry yesterday. Yes, indeed, yes. No question. No doubt. I can see the comments some more. Free Man Malik, yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Y'all, you can put up an old interview. It's an interview that's still relevant. I deal with it, man. You know what I mean, too. I want that posted on somewhere. You can get the website set up for Black Panther Party, because y'all don't know me that much, man. So what's that, man? War wounds, we got so many war wounds. Just try to do simple stuff, you think. It's a constant battle. Sylvester, let me make sure I see that link. Yeah, that, and also, just, was asked earlier, but you can't let people know that they go to Zelle, 773-858-6769, and also Cash App, $ACEMS1899. Yeah, how we looking on time? Oh, 8:30. Okay, y'all. Hi, y'all. Okay. Go get it in, man. Let me go get it in. It's another phenomenal show. Man, we said love, respect, and appreciation, y'all. Keep your hands up, asthma, and physical. I'll see y'all tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Right on. Right on. Free your own wallets. No doubt about it. Free them all. No doubt about it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I see you. Free me, Abujamal, man. Free to see them. Hey, real. Hey, put that clarion call out there. Free them all. Yes. Free to see numbers. Yes, all that. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. No doubt about it. Same time, same station this week, y'all. Talk to them all. Real talk, man. Right on. Appreciate y'all for honoring the serve the people. No doubt about it. Tune in tonight. We'll keep y'all posted. Tune in tonight. Right on. Keep it fine. Right on. Respect, man. No doubt. Respect. We're going to keep pushing. Long live Chairman Fred, long live Defense Head Lamar Clark, December 4th, International Revolutionary Day. You know, we on deck. So, Conrad, what you got to take us out with?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. I'm going to let Sister Robin tell you.
Request from, I wanted to hear MC Breed and featuring Tupac. Got to get mine.
Okay, come on with it.
Puffin' up on the deck and drinking mad brew, taking names, and after that I'm kicking ass to breathe. Time to fuck,
and I get a rhyme to go.
Hey, yeah, Pac, and I'm sit back, set up, design it slow. They used to see a young nigga come up, another punk run up, he'll have to get his gun up. Cause, I ain't taking no short, like a Newport for exploding the floor like Jordan, exploding on the hoop court. And I don't wanna be nothing like Mike, cause even Mike was like this and itty bitty what? Trifling. And when you in the spotlight, you get a jock, right? But you're not tight, huh? Fucking anybody who's a wit mine, when will they realize I'm straight out to get mine? You gotta get yours, I gotta get mine. 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 You gotta get yours, I gotta get mine.
I keep my mind on my money on my mind. Bring on the trigger, nigga, hand on my nine. Smoking blunts of skunk, making holes of pumps. And only underground funk, pumping out of my trunk. Little life of a hustler, high till I die. Meeting bitches, getting bitches, miss me with lies. Picture me living out my life as a buster. I'd rather pop up a shot for my Glock and blast motherfuckers. I live a thug life, baby, I'm hopeless. Choking on bendo, trying to keep my focus. Don't let that bullshit worry me. Fuck the fame, I'm due to the game till they bury me. God gave me game, so I'm hustling. Pour out some liquor for my niggas, Tupac is still struggling. My nigga Breed knew the time,
yeah.
Whether it's rhyme or crime, nigga, I gotta get mine.
I gotta get mine, you gotta get yours. 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 I gotta get mine.
Can you pick up a mic and start spitting. Besides, Boston, New York, and start bumping. Jumping around with the motherfucking town, and I'm down to the bullets. And breaking niggas ass off, Papa, did I shock you? Cause I got you in my pocket again. The new Jackson, you Jackson, you me and my niggas when I used to run it way back when. I boasted it, roasted it, goes into the vinegar because of what I do with a pen. It's vernacular precision, connected two lines in the division. Plus, when I had loose the flute, it's guaranteed to sell like prostitutes. I never had a love for hoes, but it blunt. They want me in the back, but bitch, I'm in the front. Don't front, and really I don't need a reply. Pull yourself together as you pass it by. I'm on a whole nother level, them hoes is left. I told you before, keep your pussy to yourself, goodbye. So many niggas lied to have. Funny what a motherfucker do for man. I got fractures, caught up in my everyday actions. Point, equal to your real satisfaction. Fucking anybody who fuck with mine, when will they realize I'm straight out to get mine?
You gotta get yours, I gotta get mine. 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 You gotta get yours.